Chapter 19. Catherine stood in front of a sun-drenched expanse of windows. The bright backlight obscured her features, revealing only a slender silhouette with long, dark hair. I noted thin arms crossed at her stomach, jutting hip bones protruding beneath the panels of a long peasant skirt, rounded shoulders displayed by a sleeveless, chocolate-brown wrapped shirt tied at her waist. I glanced at Bobby. He seemed to be looking everywhere but at Catherine. In contrast, she couldn't keep her eyes off him, her fingers caressing her bare forearm, as if she could already feel her fingers splayed across his chest. The tension in the room was palpable, and no one had said a word. "Catherine," Bobby acknowledged finally, coming to a halt well back. "Thanks for seeing us." "A promise is a promise." Her gaze flickered briefly to me, but didn't linger. "I trust you had a good flight." "No complaints. How is Nathan?" "Excellent, thank you. Attending a very fine private school. I have many hopes for him." She was smiling now, a knowing look on her face as Bobby continued to hang back and she continued to stroke her arm. She finally turned to Dee Dee. "Sergeant Warren." Her voice chilled 10 degrees. "Long time no see," Dee Dee commented. "And yet, not long enough." Her gaze returned to me, if only to make a point of dismissing Dee Dee. This time she regarded me thoughtfully, eyes going from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet and back again. I held up under the scrutiny, but I was acutely aware of my cheap cotton top, my fraying jeans, my ratty shoulder bag. I worked 2 jobs to cover my rent as it was. Haircuts, manicures, fancy clothes. Those were luxuries meant for a woman of leisure like her, not for a working stiff like me. I still couldn't read her face, but caught a faint tremor down her spine. I realized suddenly this meeting was costing her as much as it was costing me. She turned briskly to the dark wooden table that dominated the room. "Shall we?" She gestured to the leather chairs, then to an older gray-haired gentleman I'd just now realized was sitting in the room. "Detective Dodge, Sergeant Warren, please meet my lawyer, Andrew Carson, whom I've asked to join us." "Feeling guilty?" Dee Dee asked lightly. Catherine smiled. "Just Catholic." She took a seat. I chose the one across from her. Something about the way she tossed her hair, slightly defiantly, right before she sat down, gave me a flicker of déjà vu. And then, in that instant, I got it. She honestly did look like me. Bobby took out a recorder, placed it in the middle of the table. Catherine glanced at her lawyer, but he didn't protest, so neither did she. Dee Dee was also getting herself in order, arranging piles of paper around her like a small fortress.